first reading is taken from the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 19 to 25. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. This is the word of the Lord.
In verses 1 through 11. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." This is the word of the Lord.
We heard wonderful two testimonies. Thank you to Yari and John. These testimonies came not from mind, but it came from their hearts. They experienced God in their lives, and they shared it from their life. Wonderful testimonies. And thank you for sharing. The topic that we have for today is Jesus the Good Shepherd. Very short meditation. We have full of leaders. We hear competing voices. We have many ideas presented to us. Many suggestions are given unto us. But when we listen to Jesus, he politely says, "I am the good shepherd." Jesus is the good shepherd. A powerful image. Have you seen shepherds? If you see shepherds, they live for their sheep. 24/7, they are committed to their sheep. But if you look at the good shepherd, Jesus is our good shepherd, he does more than that. He gives his life for the sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. Now, three things very quickly. What does this good shepherd do? He knows his sheep personally. He knows us all personally. God is personal. God is relational. Of course, God is invisible. We don't see him. But the invisible God came in visible form in Jesus. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He came to us. And the disciples touched him, felt him, embraced him, sat with him, ate with him. The God became tangible form. The invisible God became visible. And he was killed on the cross, and he rose again the third day. Now he is alive. He is with us. You know, in our liturgy, we have got this expression, the Lord is here. And then we respond saying that his spirit is with us. So the invisible God is present among us. And he is the one who is living with us. The Lord is relational. The Lord is personal. He wants to build relationship with us. Now in this passage, it says he calls his own by his name. He calls his own sheep by name. He calls you by name. What does that mean? He calls you by name. That means he knows you personally. He knows your struggles. He knows your challenges. He knows your fears. He knows the hope that you have. He knows you personally. He calls you by name. If you have three children, do you call your children, number one, come here, number two, go there, number three, do this work? Do we do that? No. You have relationship with your children, and you know your children personally. God knows you personally, and that's the reason he calls you by name. You are not a number. You are known. You are not a crowd. You are chosen. You are not forgotten. You are remembered by name. Every sheep matters individually to our Lord. Even one is lost, the shepherd goes and searches for the lost. He calls you by name. He knows you personally. He calls you by name. Are your ears tuned to his call? That's the question we need to answer. Secondly, the good shepherd protects from danger. Safety of the sheep is important for the good shepherd. He guides us, he protects us, he feeds us. When it comes to danger, he stands in between the sheep and the danger. He protects us from danger. Let's remember Psalm 23. We are going to sing it immediately after this short meditation. Two things only I want to bring from Psalm 23. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me to quiet waters. What does that mean? He is providing me. He is taking care of me. And he makes me to lie down. He allows me to rest. And the next expression is, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Here, when it comes to danger, it is only a walkthrough. But when it comes to providence, when it comes to taking care of us, he makes you to lie down. But when it comes to a dangerous situation. It is only a walk through, but even when you walk through, he is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. What a wonderful God. He comes in between the danger and us. A firefighter runs into a burning building. All others run away. But the firefighter walks in to bring the people to safety. So that's law. That's what our Lord, that's what our Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd never promises that danger will never come. He is not promising as that there will be no danger. But he promises that we will never face it alone. He stands with us when we face danger. Thirdly, the Good Shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. He gives his life for the sheep. Now, why did he die for us on the cross? Why did he die? Because we are personally valuable. We are all valuable people. Every individual is worth. You matter to him deeply. Your life has real worth. You are precious. We are precious, and that's the reason he gave his life for us on the cross. He loves us. He loves us so much that this is the only way he can protect us. So he gave the maximum, the ultimate. True love is not proven by words, but true love is proven by service and sacrifice. And that's the reason Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. He gave his life on the cross because the sheep was facing danger. The danger is real. The danger is sin. The danger is brokenness. The danger is separation from God. To rescue the sheep from danger, from sin, from destruction, from hell, he gave his life on the cross. Two people today accepted Jesus as their good shepherd. I did too, more than 40 years ago. My experience of following Jesus, when I was 17, I accepted Jesus. Now I'm 60. 43 years of following the Good Shepherd. I can say for sure that he is embracing all the time. He is not counting my failures. He is not coming judgmental on me. Whenever I turn to him, he is standing with open arms, embracing me. Wonderful shepherd. He provides. He provides more than what I needed. And he continues to provide. I choose to live a simple life. That is my choice. But he provides more than what we require. And not only that, he gave his life for me, for us. That means I can have the fullness of life, the abundant life. I feel I am precious. I feel I am not alone. I feel I have a purpose in this world. And not only that, when my life comes to an end in this world, I will be with him forever. If you have not accepted Jesus as your good shepherd, will you do that? Because in him we have life. In him we have every blessing. He knows you personally. He calls you by name. He guides you and protects you. Come to him. He died for our sins that we may have life, life in its fullness, accept him. May the dear Lord bless us all. Amen.